Microphone number 7.
Bishop Trimble, I request a point of personal privilege. Darlene Riggs, Lady. Again, I am Darlene Riggs, 2012 lay member of the Iowa Annual Conference, representing Walnut Hills United Methodist Church of Urbandale. Bishop, over 500 United Methodist laity and clergy throughout Iowa have signed a faith covenant expressing their desire to resist the injustice and oppression that current policies and practices cause LGBTQ brothers and sisters. We have been in prayer with hearts broken and have come as visitors and members of this conference to stand in witness to their desire to do no harm. When asked which commandment in the law is the greatest, Jesus said, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. This is the greatest and first commandment. The second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself." Matthew 22, 37 through 39. In his sermons, The New Birth and the Catholic Spirit, John Wesley taught that as long as we hold in common the essential elements of our faith, and as long as we unite in love, then our hearts are right, and we should walk together hand in hand. Wesley further taught that differences of opinion ought not to tear this union of hearts asunder. The inability of the General Conference to pass a statement acknowledging long-standing disagreement on matters of homosexuality strikes at our union of affection, challenges our ability to live amicably in difference, and violates the sacred command to love our neighbors as ourselves. Further, the continuing denial of full access to all the rights and privileges of church membership in the United Methodist Church is causing deep spiritual harm to LGBTQ, lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgendered, queer sisters and brothers. Therefore, in accordance with our membership vows to resist evil, injustice, and oppression in whatever forms they present themselves, and in obedience to the first of our general rules, do no harm, we, the following laity and clergy of the Iowa Annual Conference, covenant to obey the law of God. When following the Book of Discipline requires us to do harm by discriminating against, diminishing, or demeaning our sisters and brothers in the family of faith, we are in an impossible situation and will be faithful to the law as interpreted by Jesus rather than comply with the Book of Discipline. While we are deeply saddened that noncompliance with church law has become necessary, we live in hope that the day will not be long in coming when our church will remember its roots and once more be guided by grace, committed to justice, and led by love. Please now stand, laity and clergy who have signed or intend to sign this covenant, for a moment of silent witness. Amen. Thank you, Bishop Trimble.
Thank you. Microphone number 8.
A moment of personal privilege, please.
Please identify yourself.
Thank you. I'm Larry Sonner, retired clergy. Larry Sonner, Grace United Methodist Church, Des Moines. Bishop Trimble, members and guests of the annual conference. I became a member of the Missouri West Conference in 1960 and a member of the Iowa Conference in 1973. During those 52 years of being a member of these two annual conferences, I've given a few formal presentations, but this is the first time I have ever spoken from the floor of annual conference in those 52 years. I say this only to indicate how important the issue is to me that I want to lift up. In my 27 years as director of pastoral care and counseling for this conference before retiring in 2000, I sat with many persons who struggled, mostly privately, around the issue of gender expression and sexual orientations, and loved ones who have struggled. The amount of hurt and pain experienced and expressed was great. This is one reason I have such a passion for a document called a Covenant of Conscience, which I want to share just a very part of with you at this time. It's then from my experience as a pastoral counselor, a member of this covenant of ordained ministry and a human being, that I share these words from the Covenant of Conscience, which at this time, at least 63 clergy have signed. These are clergy who have struggled with what this might mean for their ministry and for their life, but who feel they must do this to be faithful to their calling. Part of it reads, "Pastoral care and the sacraments and rituals of the church are means of grace by which the lives of all Christians are blessed by God. Therefore, we as individual laity and clergy declare our commitment to offer such means of grace to all persons on an equal basis. We refuse to discriminate against any of God's children and pledge to make marriage equality a lived reality within the Iowa Annual Conference. We seek to embody the beloved community of hope by openly and joyfully affirming the lives and loves of all United Methodists, regardless of sexual orientation or gender expression. We, United Methodist clergy, in accordance with our ordination vows to seek justice, peace, and freedom for all people, commit to marrying without bias or discrimination all people who seek the blessing of the church and are prepared to assume the privileges and responsibilities of a loving, committed covenant relationship. And it continues with this one sentence relative to laity. We, United Methodist laity, in accordance with our membership vows to resist evil, injustice, and oppression in whatever forms they present themselves, commit to supporting our clergy in faithfully ministering to all, including through any consequences of their living fully into that duty. Would you please observe just a moment of prayerful silence as we remain seated, as we remember those who are hurting, who are in pain because of the action of General Conference to which Brian Milford and Phil Carver referred in their presentations a few moments ago. Now, still in a quiet and respectful silence, we invite those clergy who have already signed the covenant of conscience, those who intend to sign or are considering signing such, and those laity and clergy who support those clergy to stand for a moment of silent witness and prayer. Thank you very much.